Later today, the market will take in the latest policy decision from the Bank of England. Much like with the Fed, the overwhelming expectation is that the BOE will remain on hold, communicating a balanced message of consideration towards both inflation and a sluggish economic recovery. But unlike the Fed, the BOE has a little more pressure on it with respect to sticky inflation, which could translate to a hawkish hold. Ultimately, we believe how the market reacts will come down to the vote split. If the split moves closer to unanimous, it would indeed reflect a more hawkish outlook. If, on the other hand, there are indications of more members opting to vote for a rate cut, it will likely weigh on the pound on the more dovish-leaning implication. Technically speaking, the pound has enjoyed a nice run higher in recent weeks, trading at its highest level against the US dollar since November. The market is looking perhaps a little stretched heading into the event risk, which already suggests the balance of risk could favor a bigger move lower than higher in the aftermath. Still, once the dust settles, if we do see weakness in the pound from the decision, we expect it to be well supported on dips as yield differentials move out of the buck's favor in a world where the Fed is leaning even more dovish and the U.S. administration's policies continue to unsettle investors. That's all for now.